AP Sports. I'm Chick Freeman. Baseball's Say Hey Kid, one of the game's all-time greats, has passed away. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Willie Mays, baseball's exuberant and electrifying Say Hey Kid, has died at 93.
I'm the luckiest man in the world for having so many friends that I realized I didn't have.
His over-the-shoulder catch of a long drive in the 1954 World Series is baseball's most celebrated defensive feat. Mays received the Medal of Freedom from former President Barack Obama.
It's because of giants like Willie that someone like me could even think about running for president.
On to hockey. The Edmonton Oilers used stellar special teams and a big game from Connor McDavid to defeat the Florida Panthers and now force a Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Correspondent Mike Reeves reports.
There will be a Game 6 in the Stanley Cup Final after the Oilers defeated the Panthers 5-3 in Florida. Special teams were a big story. Edmonton scoring twice on five power play chances while also scoring once shorthanded. Florida failed to score on three power play opportunities. Connor McDavid scored twice and added two assists for the Oilers, and he's looking forward to returning home for Game 6.
Playoffs are the most fun time of the year. Special with this group, special with that our city, our fans. They make it so fun to go on these runs, and I'm really excited to see the energy that they bring on Friday night.
Evan Rodriguez and Matthew Tkachuk each scored once and added a helper for the Panthers.
The baseball story, interleague play, Atlanta defeated Detroit 2-1. The New York Mets won their seventh straight game 7-6 over Texas as Pete Alonso hit a tie-breaking double in the ninth inning. Milwaukee held off the LA Angels 6-3. The Angels had an improbable ninth inning rally thwarted when Milwaukee center fielder Sal Frelick robbed a game-tying three-run home run for the game's final out. The Angels had trailed 6-0 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. American League, the New York Yankees held off Baltimore, as Tom Merriam reports.
The Yankees won a key game from the Orioles 4-2, but may have suffered a big loss in the process. Aaron Judge, who leads the majors in home runs and RBIs, left the game after being hit by a pitch in the third inning by Baltimore starter Albert Suarez. He went to a local hospital for testing and evaluation. Judge did stay in the game briefly and scored New York's second run of the game on a single by Giancarlo Stanton. Two batters later, Gleyber Torres' sacrifice fly made it 3-0 Yankees. That was plenty of support for Nestor Cortez, who threw six scoreless innings while giving up just five hits without any walks.
We're number one in the East right now, so I think they got to come in here and beat us, and tonight we got up ahead.
The Orioles broke up a combined shutout attempt on Anthony Santander's two-run homer in the ninth. The Yankees boosted their lead in the American League East over the Orioles to 2.5 games. Tom Merriam, New York.
Boston defeated Toronto 4-3. Chicago White Sox shut down Houston 2-0. Minnesota slid by Tampa Bay 7-6. Oakland 7. Kansas City 5. The Seattle Mariners belted out a win over the Cleveland Guardians, as correspondent Jim Bernard reports.
The Seattle Mariners collected 9 extra base hits with 3 home runs and 6 doubles en route to an 8-5 win over the Cleveland Guardians. J.P. Crawford drove in 3 of the Mariners' runs with a 2-run homer and an RBI double as Seattle took the first game of this 3-game series matchup of division leaders.
We got the lead early, but we kept adding on. You know, we kept that pressure on. You know, they got a great offense over there. They're never going to give up. They're always going to chip away. So just to keep the gas on the pedal right there, the pedal on the gas. It was a good day. Overall, good day.
Dylan Moore also hit a home run and a double and scored 3 runs for the Mariners, while Mitch Garver added a pair of doubles to the Seattle tally and drove in 2 runs for his team.
National League scoreboard, Cincinnati defeated Pittsburgh 2-1. Red starter Mike Lodolo allowed just 1 run in 7 innings. Arizona topped Washington 5-0. Miami snapped their 6-game skid 9-8 over St. Louis in 10 innings. Philadelphia came back to beat San Diego 4-3. The Phillies rallied from a 2-run deficit in the ninth inning. Nick Castellanos had the go-ahead double. Chicago Cubs over San Francisco 5-2. The LA Dodgers, down 9-4 heading into the top of the ninth inning, scored 7 runs. They beat the Rockies 11-9. The state of Kansas is making a serious run at becoming the new home of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. State legislators approved a plan for luring both the Chiefs and Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals away from the state of Missouri. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.